Coach, what's the biggest thing that's changed that's made your offense successful the past few weeks?
Well, we're just, you know, I think it's a matter of improving a little bit each week, getting more, becoming more confident. The development of the offensive line has certainly been a, you know, a factor in that. I don't think we're where we want to be, but we have made some progress. And, you know, we've gotten to where we run the ball a little bit, and that's really helped as we've gone forward here. We had a real nice distribution last weekend. So I think it's just a matter of, you know, making the necessary progress and improving a little bit, little by little. And then, you know, having the game down in Washington certainly helped our confidence.
Tom, were you surprised that after having practically no work at all in the preseason, Odell Beckham was able to come in and make an immediate contribution?
Well, I was surprised at that. I wouldn't know what else to say because he was able to practice last week on a limited basis, and we had a plan and, you know, all those things that go into someone coming back, pitch count, all that stuff. And he went out and played. You know, he just went out and played, and he was right. He likes to play. He enjoys it. He's a talented young man, and he's you know, just kind of scratching the surface. You know, he's been involved in all the meetings, and he's picked up on all those things he has to do, the adjustments and the signals and all of that, and he's done a good job with that. So, you know, hopefully that's the starting point for him.
The Eagles have a rookie wideout, too, in Jordan Matthews. Is he somebody you had rated highly?
Yeah, very much so. We liked Jordan a lot.
Coach, can you talk about how Darren Sproles has changed the Eagles' offense, and how is it different than New Orleans have used him?
Well, I can only tell you this. From what I've seen, you know, he comes in the ball game, and, of course, he does run it. He is used as a pass receiver, and his ability out of the backfield in terms of catching the ball is the thing that kind of jumps right out at you. He's had some very good runs. He's very effective, as you well know, as is LeSean with the screen game. So, you know, he's been a nice complement to McCoy.
Tom, you mentioned your offensive line. Can you talk specifically about the development of Justin Pugh from last year to this year?
Well, Justin came in, started the first game of his rookie year. You know, quite frankly, he's just a young guy battling away. We had a good situation in that initially we had Chris Snee next to him, so the communication we know would be very good. And he's worked hard at his game. He had an excellent off season. You know, he got himself stronger and bigger, and so, you know, he moves into his second year, having played the entire year, his rookie year, and it's helped.
Tom, Eli has played exceptionally well during your three-game winning streak. Did the light just go on for him in week three, or, I mean, what exactly happened there?
Well, when I answered the original question, I was answering that. I mean, that's all part of it. I think we got better, a little bit better each week. I think Eli got a little bit more confident of the entire system. You know, he literally has control of everything on the field. And I think he's moved very, very rapidly into the new terminology, and he's able to communicate that in terms of signals and so on and so forth at the line of scrimmage very well. And I think the fact that you know, he was able to do it, and the results in the game you're talking about in Washington were good, and it gave us another little bit of a step forward, having taken the first step the week before. And so I just think he's gotten a little bit more comfortable with everything as we've gone along, and as a result, we've gotten better.
Are you seeing any differences in Nick Foles and LeSean McCoy this year? It seems like they're having, you know, they're struggling a little bit, you know, get going.
I don't see any. I've seen no change in either one of them. I think they're outstanding players, and I think they're a year ago was exactly the way that you would draw it up. And this year they've run into some issues here and there with, you know, some of their personnel, their offensive line or whatever. But I still see outstanding players.
What about the impact Andre Williams has had for you guys at running back? I mean, especially it seems like Rashad will be out.
You know, we had a really nice combination with Rashad and Andre, and then Andre had to take over last week, and he's done a good job. I mean, he's run the ball. He's run it downhill. He's been powerful. All the things we saw and thought that he would be a factor with at this level, he's starting to show us. So, again, another area where improvement has to happen. You know, we have a young offensive guard playing as a rookie as well. And, And Weston has to continue to get better as well. And now Odell has to help us.
Are you finding that, you know, this year especially, you've been using, like, your rookies a lot more than maybe in the past? And if so, why do you think that might be?
Well, we talked about that right before and during and after the draft, that we expected that these young men had to make a strong contribution to our team. We have a great many roster changes here, and you know, not many people are left from our Super Bowl team, so we did have to have an immediate impact, if you would, and I think that's happening.
Tom, is Donnell the best pass catching tight end you've had in a while?
Well, we've had some good ones. We've been fortunate in that regard, and guys that you know, have done things pretty much the exact same well. But Larry's really made real good improvement from the time he was, you know, a practice squad player through all of last year, and so, you know, a couple weeks ago he had a really outstanding game, and we want him to play at this level all the time, but he does have the ability to go get the ball.
Coach, you've obviously been around a while, but do these Sunday night games, division rival, the whole country, all your peers watching, are they still special, or is this just another division game?
It's special. There's no doubt about it. Every game is special in this league, and you're most fortunate and blessed to be able to be a part of it. That's where I'm coming from. But to play in the division against a great rival like the Eagles, an outstanding football team, to be able to play, you know, on Sunday night and have all the televisions in the country turned your way, it's a great privilege and an honor.
Tom, my partner in the booth, a guy by the name of Quick, still brags that he's the first All-Pro you coached.
He is. I'm not sure who coached who. Mike was a great guy to work with, and I enjoyed him extremely, and he was so talented. You know, it gave me a chance to help develop a young man who had a lot of talent and ability, and I was just fortunate to be a small part of that team.